You are Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of Locked On Giants. I'm Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, along with co-host Pat Traina of Forbes, The Athletic, Journal Inquirer, Big Blue View, Inside Football, Sports Exchange, and Lord knows where else. Patty, how you doing this evening as we record?
I'm doing fine, Ed. I'm exhausted. It's been a long, busy day, but a very productive day.
Yes, it is, Patty. We have we have an interesting day. We finally got the Odell Beckham contract, and that obviously will be the focus of today's show. We'll look at Beckham's deal. Its impact on the Giants. Its impact on the salary cap and whatever else we can discuss regarding Odell and the Giants. Patty, props to you, and I know I've been talking about this for a while, but I think we had this pegged, pretty much as a deal that was going to come down probably, pretty close to the beginning of the season. And that pretty much is what happened here.
Yeah, I mean, it was common sense, Ed. I mean, Odell was coming off of a season-ending injury, quite a significant injury. And all the while, people said, well, he's got leverage. And he really didn't have leverage. What had to happen was he had to show the Giants that he was serious about being part of the team, that he would come in and look like Odell again. And until that happened, aren't going to talk turkey, so to speak. So now that they've had a chance to look at him, in a controlled practice environment, they've liked what he's shown them. They've liked the behavior off the field. It was just time to get it done. And when John Mara said about 6 weeks ago, we're going to start talking, about a contract, you just kind of knew that, they were going to expedite it and bring it to hopefully a successful conclusion. And they did. I haven't seen the entire structure of the deal. I just have little bits and pieces on it, but it's pretty much what I anticipated it would be. And it's a historic contract and it's done. That's one less, distraction that they have to have this when they start the season, and that's a good thing.
I think the contract numbers, I know Dave Gettleman said that it's a 5-year extension, so it's technically, a 6-year deal, adding 5 years to the current contract that Beckham is playing under. It sets all sorts of marks, for NFL contracts, annual salary, guaranteed money, the total amount of the contract for a wide receiver. So as you said, historic, and that's kind of what we expected from Beckham. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that it's done. And, at one point in time, I wasn't sure that that this would get done. Honestly, wasn't sure I wanted it to get done. But as things have played out, it was pretty obvious that both sides would, wanted to make this work and that it was going to get done. And I'm glad to see it at this point.
Yeah, I think we all are. And, the important thing is by getting this done, making it an extension, they were able to lower his $8.45 million cap hit for this year. They were able to shave about $3 million off of that number. And I'm working on a big cap projection piece for The Athletic. I believe it's going to hit Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure which day, but going to be one of those days. And basically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to project roster cuts and just what kind of cap shape the Giants are going to be in as they start the 2018 season. It's not going to be the best cap shape, but it's a lot better than it looked, as at this time yesterday.
Part of that, Patty, was the trade of Brett Jones, but that but then again, another big part of that is, if they could shave, $3 million or so off their 2018 cap, with this deal, because they were flirting, dangerously close, to not really having any maneuverability under the cap, and And that's one of the good things, is that this gives them a little bit of a little bit of room to do some things if they need to.
Yeah, very little right now. As of, you know, again, very little right now. The team, all NFL teams, they're in the top 51 rule period that will expire, I believe, a week from Wednesday or Thursday. I'd have to check, but it's going to expire within next week, at which point the teams will have to be under the cap with all 53 men on the roster, any dead money, any practice squad players, any reserve list players, you know, with the exception of suspended players. So still a little bit of work to be done. But, you know, certainly the Giants, I'm estimating them right now to have about 2.5 million of cap space. And that's a very, very rough estimate based on my roster projections. But certainly they're going to have a little bit more breathing room to get, you know, to do some things. Not a whole lot, but some things.
Patty, let's get back to talking about the Beckham deal, you know, specifically. You know, at one point in time, I'm not sure either one of us really looked at this and thought that a deal would get done this year. But, you know, credit to Beckham, credit to Beckham's agent, credit to the Giants. You know, it looks like everybody, you know, everybody really wanted to make this happen. You know, and you know, when push comes to shove, lots of credit to Odell Beckham specifically, you know, for showing up at OTAs, for showing up at mandatory minicamp, for working, you know, through training camp, for not whining about the contractor holding out. Lots of credit to him. And I think, you know, his attitude ultimately is what made the Giants, you know, feel comfortable about going ahead and getting this done.
Yeah, you know, I wrote this for Big Blue View, but, you know, for I want to say 2 years now, we have been waiting. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. has come in, you know, in the offseason. I'm a different person. I'm grown up. I'm mature. Only to slip back into bad habits. And you know, as I wrote on Big Blue View today, we have finally seen Odell Beckham Jr. grow up, you know. But like you said, he came in, he didn't whine, he didn't stage a holdout, didn't take his ball and go home. He kept a positive attitude. And you know, you hate to say this, but it's almost as though that ankle injury that he suffered set him straight. Maybe it scared him straight a little bit. Because, you know, he had something he loved taken away from him, and maybe he now realizes that, hey, all this can go away in the snap of fingers. So, you know, I better appreciate what I have and stop acting like an idiot and take this a little bit more seriously and really work to be the best guy, you know, the best receiver I can be.
Patty, that's, you know, that's an interesting topic that I think we should explore a little bit more, just, you know, Beckham's growth or apparent growth, you know, as a person. But let's take a quick break for a word from a new sponsor that we have. That would be MyBookie. Let's do that, and then we'll come back and talk a lot more about Odell Beckham. You know, Giants fans, ever since Patty and I started this podcast, people have been asking us for advice. Usually that includes what teams to bet on each week. And the truth is, we don't know who's going to win the games. But if you think you know, you've got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why we tell people to bet with MyBookie. They're your best bet this season. MyBookie has been in business for years, has great reviews online, and MyBookie's mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. We urge you to make your way to MyBookie. You win. They pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and for you fantasy football players out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, Patty, let's talk a little bit more about Odell Beckham. And as you had said before the break, you know, we've been waiting a long time. for Odell Beckham to show the signs of maturity. I mean, going all the way back to his rookie year, Tom Coughlin used to talk about, Beckham being a better person, than people realized. Jerry Reese, when he was the GM, at one point, I think before the 2017 season, came out and said it was time for Odell Beckham to grow up. And we still saw some signs of immaturity during the season last year. But I think you're absolutely right in what you said before the break that we perhaps the injury, having football, the game that he loves so much and he's been so good at for so long, having it taken away from him, or having realized that it can be taken away from him, maybe in the long run is a good thing for him because he does seem to be different this season.
Look, sometimes you just need to have a dose of reality. And I think what happened with Beckham there is that, he kind of took the game a little bit for granted. That at least that's the impression I got. He loved it so much, probably figured it would always be there. And when he spoke to the media, I want to say what was it, few weeks ago, or maybe it was at the beginning of the month, when he spoke to the media, he was very subdued and very reflective. And he said, "Look, I remember what it was like being downstairs in my condo, and then having to crawl up the stairs, to get to my bed." And you just kind of got the impression like, God, I couldn't do a simple thing like walk, let alone play football. And Beckham has always said that he loves the game, that it means a lot to him, that it's his oasis where he can go and be himself. And it's just, like I said, when you have a passion and you love to do something, and then suddenly it's just taken away from you, you really start to rethink your priorities and say, gosh, if I ever get an opportunity to go back and do this again, I'm going to do things differently. And I think that's what we're seeing with Beckham. He's been basically, I want to say, a model citizen. And again, I wrote this for Big Blue View, but ever since, the short video that came out of him in a Paris hotel room, he's we haven't really heard a peep from him. We've seen him show up at youth camps that he sponsored. He stayed out of the Page Six and Gossip Rags. He's been all about football and done everything they have asked and expected of him. And I think you've got to give credit to Pat Shurmur for this breakthrough. In addition to the injury being taken away from him, you've got to give some credit to Pat Shurmur, because Pat Shurmur came in here and one of the first things he did was he said, "I am going to build a relationship. I am going to get to know this guy. I'm not going to judge him. I want to know what makes him tick and I want to understand him." And I think that went a long way to them, building a relationship, a trusting relationship, to where, when Shurmur, and I'm just guessing here now on what was said exactly, but to where maybe Shurmur said, "Hey, listen, I want to see you play football, but I'm going to put you in a safe and protected environment to do that. And we're not going to put you in preseason games where you're exposed, but I need you to meet me halfway and show me what you got." And he's done that. You've seen the practices. Odell has looked like Odell and then some. So kudos to everybody involved.
Without a doubt, Patty, without a doubt. It's one of the things that comes with a contract like this that Beckham got, a historically big deal. In all the different ways that we talked about earlier, one of the things that comes with a deal like this is some responsibility to be a leader, to be a guy that teammates can count on, to be dependable. And I think one thing we saw today, in some of the videos and some of the stuff that came out of the locker room, we saw some signs of just how thrilled his teammates are, for him that he got this deal. And I think it was you that had a chance to talk to Antrell Roll about the potential for Beckham to be a leader, in this locker room for the Giants. And I hope, to be honest with you, I really hope that this contract and, you know, and him being, you know, knowing now that he's going to be a Giant, you know, for the next 5 or 6 years. I really hope, you know, that helps to push him toward that direction where he really becomes, you know, a full-fledged leader on this football team.
Yeah, I think, you know, they look at him now and they see the things he's able to do. And in some degree, he is a leader in some degree. But what was missing was the maturity. You know, you can be the world's greatest athlete, but if you're, you know, a big kid and you horse around a lot, people might not always take you as seriously as they should. And, you know, look, in that locker room, it's pretty obvious they're, you know, they love him. You know, you ask anybody in that locker room, and I challenge you to find anybody who has something bad to say about Odell Beckham Jr. You just won't find it. But with that said, now, you know, as he gets older and they start bringing in these younger guys like a Saquon Barkley, for example, even though it's a different position, you know, if I'm Saquon Barkley and I see Odell Beckham Jr. and now all of a sudden, you know, he's all about work and, you know, he balances his social life with his professional life and stays out of the gossip rags. Now I have an example to look up to. You know, to show me how it's done so that when my own contract comes up for negotiation again, you know, I can say that, hey, I followed his lead and this is, you know, the type of player I want to be. So it just has a big ripple down effect on these younger guys. And it's up to Beckham now to really seize it and make the most out of it.
Patty, let's take one more quick break, then we'll come back with some final thoughts on Odell, and we'll wrap up the show. And so we'll just take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. All right, Patty, let's get back to our discussion of Odell Beckham. You know, I just look at this as a day that I know John Mara has wanted, you know, to have happen for a long time now. You know, he's been talking about wanting Beckham to be a Giant for his whole career, or at least for a very long time. You know, Mara's been talking about that for a couple of years. So I really think this is a really good day, you know, for the franchise, because this is really one of the two most talented players to really ever play for the New York Giants. And as I said earlier, you know, there were times when it just didn't look like this was going to work out long-term between Beckham and the Giants. So the fact that it has, you know, the fact that everybody's happy at this point, that this happened without a lot of rancor and a lot of, you know, without a holdout, without a lot of, you know, nasty words back and forth, this is a really, really good day, an expensive one, but a really, really good day for the New York Giants franchise.
Yeah, everything was handled like adults, and that's, you know, that's how you do it. And I think, you know, Beckham showed people that you don't have to throw a temper tantrum. You don't have to hold out. That if both and you know, it's almost – It's an example setting, not just from Beckham, but also from the Giants, because, you know, how many times have we seen it where teams have, you know, dug in against a star player looking to renegotiate his contract and vice versa, and then it turns ugly. I mean, look at what's going on with the Raiders and Khalil Mack, where there's now talk of him potentially being traded. The Giants and Beckham never got to that point because there was communication, there was trust built, there, and it's just, you know, it's really, you know, if I'm another NFL team, I take note of how this all went down, because Beckham could have easily, you know, gotten frustrated with the Giants and said, you know what, the heck with you, I'm going to California, I'm going to stay there till you decide to open up your checkbook. And just the whole, from start to finish, the way this was handled, really, kudos to both sides on it.
Definitely, Patty. And I think you mentioned it earlier, but, you know, many, many props to Pat Shurmur here, because Shurmur's managed to do something that I think that neither Tom Coughlin, you know, nor Ben McAdoo were able to do. It seems like, you know, as we talked about a little earlier, he's been able to forge a real relationship with Beckham. And I think that That is a tremendous thing for Beckham. It's a tremendous thing for the beginning of Shurmur's tenure as Giants coach. And it should be a tremendous thing for the Giants going forward for the next few years.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is you know, you almost got the impression that Tom Coughlin towards the end there and Ben McAdoo certainly were almost like, I don't want to say afraid of Beckham, but they walked on eggshells around him. I think in Coughlin's case, you know, when the end was coming up there, he kind of was willing to overlook stuff that he ordinarily might not overlook because he was desperate to kind of win and get the team out of a funk. McAdoo, you know, he, I believe in the article that he did with Peter King, admitted that he was too focused on the X's and O's and not focused enough on Odell Beckham, the person. Pat Shurmur has come in, and like I said before, he has focused on the person. What makes Odell Beckham Jr. tick? What does he like? What does he don't like? And once you understand that, you can work a lot better with somebody. You know, you can get them and put them in a position to where they succeed. And that was just so key. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing what Shurmur plans to do with Beckham once he gets on the field in the offense, because I just have a feeling if he stays healthy, he's going to have a monster year.
I would agree, Patty. And I think that, you know, you look at a Giants offense with a healthy Beckham, with a healthy Saquon Barkley, with additional weapons, you know, like Evan Engram and Sterling Shepard, you know, a veteran quarterback who knows what he's doing and should be able to find those mismatches like we've talked about. You know, just you look at that and you think this is a team that should be able to put up quite a few points and should be a lot of fun to watch when they have the ball.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the key is going to be staying healthy, but, you know, the possibilities are endless. And you know, we've seen hints of it in the training camp practices. And I can't wait to see what they do. I mean, like I said, this is a huge, huge weight off of everybody's shoulders. It removes a distraction, because had this deal not gotten done before the start of the season, I could have seen it now where every day, Beckham close, is Beckham going to sign? Is Beckham going to play? You know, it just would have been a distraction. I'm just so glad that they, you know, got it done.
With that said, Patty, the press conferences with Beckham and John Mara and all of that will be on Tuesday. You will be there. I unfortunately will not be able to get to the facility, you know, for those, but, hopefully hopefully in all the myriad of coverage that you're providing, you'll swing something Big Blue View's way. And, we will, you know, we'll talk about, you know, Beckham some more, you know, on another show. And with that said, Giants fans, we'll wrap this up for today, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.